Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, founder of the Something About Love Foundation, Ina Love.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Heather Christie. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I can't think of a better show to have today after the weekend that I have had. And frankly, can't think of a better show to have any time, because today's a show we've titled Something About Love. And what's interesting to me is that sometimes we give love a lot of lip service, and we talk about it a lot. We hear it in songs, and we see it in the movies and all that. I think we really, really, really think about love, though, at weddings or when we fall in love or when people are divorcing or losing a friend or something, and at funerals. And interestingly enough, I had the funeral part of that this weekend with a dear, dear, dear cousin of mine. So I thought a lot about love this weekend. And one of the things that I came out of the thought process with is that I really want to be able to love people that I love more, let them know more while they're alive, actually. And I feel like I did that with my cousin, and actually who passed. And that's why this is coming up, because though I feel it feels like she left too soon, and though I was looking forward to many, many more decades with her in my life, I do feel like we know we loved each other, and we did say and showed each other in many ways that we loved each other, and I felt good about that. And so I came away with saying, I want to feel good like that with as many people in my life, knowing that in this moment, at every moment possible that I can, that I am loving them, and so should we have to be parted for whatever reason, that we held love in our hearts for each other and shared it with each other as best as we knew how along the way. And so that's what I came away with from this weekend's experience of my cousin's passing and the funeral and all the thought process. And so Something About Love, again, can't think of a better conversation to have today with our guest, Ina Love, and our musical guest, who presents love in a different way, and we'll talk about that a little later on, Heather Christie. And I'd like to dedicate this show to the love of my cousin, Nina Shuto Morales. And we'll be back with the Life Changes Show right after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
So I'm Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with Mark Legere.
This is one of those nights where I think me saying less is appropriate. we need to get right to it. I'm really excited for tonight's guest and tonight's musical guest, and it's everything about who we are and our conversations that matter.
Nice. Thank you, Mark. And yes, and we just had a moment, Ina and I, as we exchanged, as we held hands for a moment there, And we both had tears in our eyes, and she said to me, there are no coincidences, and you'll see why in just a moment, one of the reasons why she said that. She's a mother, she's a writer, she's a poet, even though she didn't know it. She's an author, she's an entrepreneur, that's true. She's an author, she's an entrepreneur, she's a philanthropist, a humanitarian, we can go on, and she's a founder of the Something About Love Foundation. Ina Love, thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much, Filippo. And I would like to offer my condolences on the loss of your cousin.
Thank you very much. And actually, it's interesting that you're here because of a promise that you made to a loved one not very long ago, really.
Absolutely, yes. I started writing poetry about 7 years ago. And I didn't have an intention to write poetry or publish a book. Mm-hmm. I moved to L.A. and set out on a healing journey to heal and find myself, as we're all looking to do. Mm-hmm. And the poetry started coming in the midst of that process. And I would share the poetry with friends and family. You know, I was amazed that I was writing these things. And everyone said to me, Ina, do something with it. Do something. I heard that over and over, and I resisted the idea because, again, it wasn't my intention. And about a little over 4 years ago, on Valentine's Day 2015, my father passed away. Mm-hmm. My father lived for 5 days. He had a stroke and lived for 5 days. And I had an opportunity to spend a night with him in the hospital. And I said everything on my heart that I ever wanted to say to him. And I promised him that I would publish my book, that I would do it for him, that I would make him proud. And 4 years and 14 days from that day, I actually fulfilled that promise.
That was
February 28th, yes, at the Vortex Dome here in L.A.
At the Vortex Dome. And we got to meet there, and we all felt it in the room as you were up there on stage at the Vortex Dome. And actually, Michel Pascal has turned some of your poems into songs,
yes.
And he sung at least one of them or two of them that night, right?
He sang two or three of the songs that I wrote that night, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So very special, and we thank him also for technically introducing us, and to your work, bringing out some of the poems out there. So this is like it's only been a couple of weeks, and I know right away after you were on stage, people were rushing to the table to buy your books and have you sign them, and that's got to be a rush.
Oh, it's been quite a journey. You know, every day I'm amazed. I was actually in Atlanta this past weekend, and I was called back to L.A. There was a special service yesterday at Agape Church of Los Angeles, and it was honoring the victims, the fallen victims of the shootings in New Zealand. And they asked me if I would come and share a poem, which I actually would love to share tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it's just the book has been opening doors, and I'm very thankful. I'm truly thankful and honored to be here as well.
Out of curiosity, because I know this happens to so many of us, when you look back at your resistance, do you ever, you're laughing already.
So much resistance. Oh, my gosh. You know, the only thing that ever stands in our way is ourselves. And, you know, I had so much fear because, honestly, as I said, I never intended to publish a book or write poetry. And I thought it was for myself, honestly. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at some point, I realized that it would be very selfish of me to keep this to myself because I feel this poetry was gifted to me. You know, it was a gift to my soul, and it is my responsibility to share.
Now, we know you didn't set out to write poetry, but we know that you set out to heal yourself. You came here from another place in the world, mm-hmm. after having some experiences that you thought you needed to leave behind.
Oh, yes.
Are you shaking your head? Oh.
So I moved to L.A. in 2010 after a very ugly divorce. Mm. And, you know, I found myself in an unimaginable experience. And I was a very broken soul at that time, you know. And I came here just knowing that I needed to heal, that I needed to put myself back together, that I needed to find myself. I was seeking answers. So I started off seeing a therapist and, you know, seeing a therapist pretty regularly, and I just wasn't getting the answers that I needed there. So I sought spirituality, and that took me many places. I started attending like silent meditation retreats and, you know, yoga and meditation and chanting. And I've even sat in sacred ceremonies with shamans. I mean, I've done many things, so much spiritual healing. And in that process, I believe it was, I don't know, 7 years ago, but I was at a silent retreat with Agape Spiritual Center in Joshua Tree, California. And there in the silence, something opened, and the first poem came, which is actually in my book, and it's titled Fire in the Valley. And actually, Ina, my name actually means fire. And I was there in the valley in the desert of Joshua Tree. So, yeah, it's very, very beautiful.
Interesting. When did you change your name, actually, to reflect that?
Oh, my gosh. So I'm so happy you asked that question. About 4 years ago, and again, this was long before I had any idea that I would publish my poetry, I legally changed my name. Mm-hmm. I woke up one day and I, you know, for many reasons that we don't have to go into now, but I decided that I was changing my name, and I was speaking with a friend and I said, you know, I want to change my name, but what name do you choose for yourself? Mm-hmm. I had no idea. And my friend said, there's only one name that suits you. And I sat back and I thought, what?
Like, what is that?
And he said, love. And I swear everything in me lit up, and it was as if my soul knew that was the name. So, yes, I legally changed my name. I believe it's been official for about 4 years now. And, here we are 4 years later, and we have the Book of Love. So.
And you're on a mission. We'll talk about that in a moment, actually. But while we're on the name, actually, Ina was part of your name that you were born with, right?
Yes. Ina is actually my middle name.
Okay. And then you added the love, and you said Ina means fire?
Ina means fire, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Interesting.
Yes. That's okay. The fiery side of me.
and that's the balance, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And interestingly enough, too, if I think about it, I'm sure you've thought about it, but you've not only changed your name, but you've changed your look. You've changed so much about yourself.
Yes, I am a completely different person today, you know, and I have to attribute all of that, truly. I'm so thankful that, you know, I had the time and the resources and everything that I truly needed, as I said, to seek the healing that I needed. But, you know, had you known me just 10 years ago, you know, I was that person in the back of the room who, you know, was like, don't look at me. I don't know you. I don't have anything to share. I was playing so small in the world.
10 years ago, I think we would have seen each other because I was that person. Too. Mark?
A few of us were
that's amazing.
There.
That's amazing.
So welcome.
And now we have
so
a
much.
Show, Life Changes.
Yes.
We've changed.
Yes.
Here
it's
we
all
are.
About healing. It truly is.
This is exciting. So when we come back, we're going to talk about your mission. Much of it is done through your organization, Something About Love Foundation. As a matter of fact, that's the website where you can learn more about Ina, where you can get the book, and you can also help support her in her mission about love. We'll talk more about it when we come back, but that website is somethingaboutlovefoundation.org. So more with Ina Love when we come back after this.
Hey guys, this is Michaela. So I'm here to tell you about the DNA Institute. If you haven't heard of it already, I wanted to let you in on it because it completely changed my life. A few years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I wanted a career, good friends, a loving family, and financial success, and I didn't have any of it, so I ate. Within 6 months, the DNA Institute treatment not only helped me lose the 30 pounds, it also rebalanced my hormones, healed my metabolic and digestive system, and made my higher functioning brain so loud it became impossible to overeat when I was full. Don't we all want that? So many of my friends and family turned to the Institute after they saw my success. All of them lost their desired weight, ranging from 8 to 60 pounds. I found this to be so different than anything I'd ever tried before, and it was easier than anything I'd ever done. It's not a supplement or a diet pill. It's a genuine, doctor-prescribed, custom medical treatment made just for you. It doesn't matter what your situation is or how much weight you have to lose. I believe the Institute will get you to your goal. My experience is that this is more than just a weight loss system. It's a biohack to a better way of looking, feeling, and living. When I started, I had never heard of the DNA Institute, but the fact that they've been in Beverly Hills since 1982 gave me a real peace of mind. Now that you've heard of them, click on the DNA ad at lifechangesshow.com and get your customized formula started today. Change your life like I changed mine.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Ina Love, founder of somethingaboutlovefoundation.org. It's a mission you're on.
Yes,
let me guess. What's it about?
Oh, yes, it is. It is a mission of love. I am on a mission to heal the hearts of mankind. Mm. With a little emphasis on kind,
mm-hmm. Nice.
To heal the hearts of mankind so we can learn to love again. Mm. You know, it's no secret. Love is what we need. You know, love has always been the answer. And I just happen to believe that maybe now we're ready to give love a chance.
And so you're not speaking from the perspective of somebody who just was born under a lucky star and had everything perfect for... Did you... That face. Nothing's ever gone wrong for you.
Well, I mean, I would like to believe that I was born under a lucky star.
Well, here you are.
Well, yes, I am. But I cannot say that everything in my life has been, you know, roses. I'm very thankful and truly blessed in this life. And, you know, I believe that, you know, every one of us has something to give, something to share. And I just want to share the gift that was given to me. The words that were placed on my heart, I know they were very inspirational and healing for me. And I
during
want
a time
to,
that you really
oh yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I want to share those words with an intention to, you know, to heal as many hearts as I possibly can. So much, in fact, after I made that promise to my father in 2015, 2 weeks later, we literally buried my father, and 2 weeks later, I set out on a 40-day trip around the world.
Mm.
And my intention was to take photographs all around the world. I wanted to bring the whole world into this book.
Mm.
And I've done that through these beautiful illustrations from that journey.
Mm. I've seen some of them. Actually, people can see it at somethingaboutlovefoundation.org, some of the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of them, of course, are in the book. The book is called?
Something About Love. Yes. I love love, by the way. If you haven't figured that out yet, I swear I could talk about love all day, every day. So, wink, wink, you're welcome to have me back anytime. You can have love conversations.
Love.
Like, every day of the week, okay?
You love love. You love bringing love. You're also bringing love through with Michel Pascal and Mind Dive app and all these wonderful
nice,
tools.
Yes,
and
yes,
so we really want to give them a shout out again because we're so excited with all the great work you're doing.
Yes, Mind Dive is a beautiful app. I actually sponsored the creation of the app. And so there's music, there's meditation, there's beautiful, powerful messages from spiritual leaders like Reverend Michael Beckwith of Agape Spiritual Center. Deepak Chopra is on the app. Just a lot of information, you know, and it's absolutely free. You know, anyone can download the app and, you know, just get information to help you just to calm your mind and to get centered. And, of course, receive a little love.
From
and
Ina
poetry,
Love.
Of course, and there's poetry on the app as well, yes.
And all the others. Well, you this mission, it's about love. What is the essence of love for you as it's coming through in your poetry?
Oh, well, you know, the love for me is everything. Mm-hmm. Like, truly, it is everything. I believe that love is the reason that we are here. Like, truly, the purpose of life is to love. Mm. You know, if you look at what's happening in the world today, obviously we've strayed from, you know, we've strayed away from that. But, you know, love is the nature of who we are. And at any moment, you know, we have the power to return to that. It's really as simple as a choice. Mm. You know, you just choose love, you know, but there's work to be done as well, you know, because truly to get to the full essence of love, we have to heal our hearts. Mm. You know, we're all holding so many things on our hearts from, you know, all the experiences and things that we've been through, you know, throughout our life experience. But truly, you know, when we really just get still, you know, just take some deep breaths and know that, you know, love is who you truly are. And when we learn to live from our hearts and, you know, let love guide us, truly, if we make decisions that are based in love, it's what we all need to do. And that's the way that we're going to heal this world. And I say, yes, we are going to do this.
Oh, look at you. Yes. Indeed.
Ah, yes.
One of the ways you are showing love is through the foundation. What is one of the things the foundation is doing?
So through the work of the foundation, I'm actually gifting the proceeds of my book. Mm. And my intention is, you know, I think this book is a message for everyone, you know, again, because we all have something to heal. But I want to place this book in the hands of everyone, the people who need this message most, like our brothers and sisters who are incarcerated, or, you know, people who are in group homes and shelters, in rehabilitation centers, our wounded veterans. You know, I want to see this book. I want to see it translated in every language. I want to share. I want to give back. I want to do my part. And I want to make love a household name. You know, it's time for love. It truly is. You know, and again, we just have to choose it.
And you don't just talk about, so obviously it's not just about romantic love, and it's not just about love, but you incorporate in there peace and positivity, and you wrap that all into a love. But can
Absolutely.
We talk about the other elements of it too?
So the book actually has three chapters. There's an inspirational chapter, a motivational chapter, and an actual love chapter, which is poetry that is more love in nature. You know, like more of a romantic love, but not like a provocative type of love, but but just, you know, love.
Ain't nothing wrong with
actually,
that.
Actually, no, there. I know. I didn't say there was anything wrong with that. But a lot of the poetry in the love chapter, I was writing to my one true love. Mm. You know, that I was actually manifesting the love that I know in my heart. Mm. So it's just beautiful. And I think it's something that we can all relate to. You know, anyone who's needing, you know, an uplifting word or some encouragement, a little motivation, the book, you know, it offers all of that. And I think, you know, positivity is something we can all use.
So also being your best self and living your best life experiences, how does love affect that?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. You know, when you said that, there's a poem in the book that's titled The Crystal Stairs. And that poem for me, like every poem in the book, there's sort of a story to it. But I say that poem is a lesson in how to be. And it's very beautiful and powerful. And, you know, my poetry is also very rhythmically done, which makes it very pleasant to read. You know, I've had people say to me, oh, I'm not a fan of poetry because you have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. You know, and I understand what they're saying. You know, a lot of times you read poetry and you're like, what in the world? Like, what? You know, you don't understand. You don't get it. But the message in my poetry comes through very clearly. And what what I've done is to infuse life lessons and things that I've learned along the way. Like all of my poetry, there's a lesson or a message within the verse.
And are all of these coming through you during meditations, or are you now starting to write, like you sit down and say, I want to write a poem?
The majority of the book, as I was writing, I had a ritual of waking up every morning at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that for me just became a sacred hour. And in the beginning, you know, I would literally set an alarm and wake up at that hour, and then it just became habit. But the majority of the poetry, I would literally write in the middle of the night, you know, when things are quiet and still. And there's a very beautiful poem in the book, I believe it's titled Dawn. And I was actually writing about, you know, just how calm and peaceful it is at that hour. And, you know, for me, it was just a very quiet time when I could just really get still and silent and just listen.
Now you must be still doing that because you've written a second book. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. I've written a second book.
I know we probably shouldn't talk about it, but.
Oh, yes, we should. Yes, we should.
But actually, before we do, that's interesting because this is your first book and this is your first radio interview of your first book ever. So congratulations. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. And I'm so honored to be here. I truly appreciate it.
Oh, we love having you here.
Thank you.
So tease us with the second book.
So obviously the first book, Something About Love, is a collection of poetry. The second book is titled Love Is All. And I literally woke up on August 1st last year. And honestly, I must have had a dream is all that I can imagine. Because again, I never said to myself, oh, I'm going to write this book, you know, or this idea. I do have ideas about other books.
You hadn't
that
even
I want.
Released the first book yet.
No, and, okay. I hadn't. But I woke up that morning and I sat up in my bed and I said, oh my gosh, I have to write a book about love. Like, I literally sat up and said that, and I reached over on my nightstand. I grabbed my computer and I literally wrote that entire day and all through the night. And 6 weeks later, I had a 300-page book that I never intended to write. Like, it was just waiting. It just came. So the second book I'm editing now, and it's titled Love Is All. And it's all about love. Love of self, love of humanity, love of God, love of the planet. Just, it's all about love.
You know, since you never intended to write your first book and you never intended to write your second one, since this is working for you, I think you should, you could consider never intending to win a Pulitzer Prize and never intending
yes.
to be a bestseller.
Oh, thank you. That's kind of a play on words there, but I will say yes in reverse.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for that.
This is so much fun. Well, when we come back, actually, this is going to be a special moment. We're going to get to experience one of your poems that was used in a very special way, the one called Unity, which you did mention. And we're going to get to experience that, but we're going to get to do something here doesn't happen. Well, it happens all the time, I guess. All kinds of magical things happen all the time here.
Oh, yes. Life is magic.
And so we're going to get to experience that with the music of our guest, who's going to improvise, Heather Christie, all on the Life Changes show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Ina Love. And joining us in the studio is our musical guest, who we haven't had a chance to meet yet, but she is a singer, a songwriter, a music artist, and actually so much more. We're going to get to talk to her a little bit more later on. But Heather Christie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, Heather made a funny and said, love brought us together. And this is exactly what's happening here, is that Ina is going to share her poem. And Heather has offered to play some improvisational, ethereal music behind her reciting this poem. So this poem actually has been recited twice, but it's never been recorded. So this will be the first time it's recorded, and with Heather Christie's music behind it. So what a special moment. Are we ready for that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Heather.
Well, here's Ina Love reciting her poem Unity from her book Something About Love, with music by Heather Christie, live on the Life Changes Show here at Studio NoHo.
And if I could just add very quickly, I wrote this poem last year. I was invited to write a message. There was an event here in Los Angeles commemorating 25 years post-LA riots. So I wrote this poem titled Unity, and I actually shared it, as I think I mentioned earlier, at a service yesterday for the fallen victims of New Zealand. So I would like to dedicate this poem to everyone listening and to all those who have fallen as a result of the religious hate crimes. And I'm holding a personal intention in my heart that we truly wake up and heal our hearts so we can learn to love again. So this poem is titled Unity. Brothers and sisters, here we are in this lifetime together, a universal family, humanity. Humbly, I stand here with a vision of faith and hope. I see better days ahead, a peaceful world for ourselves and our posterity. Hope never dies. It floats, even in troubled waters. Brothers and sisters, there's trouble in the water. So much to heal within ourselves, within our world. We are living history. The world is our responsibility. We are captain of the ship, steering the wheel of life. Do we stay the course or chart a new course that leads to peace and harmony? Are we pro-life, truly in favor of life, liberty, freedom, and justice for all? Does the color of the skin truly matter? None of us had a say in the matter. Life matters. Love matters. This land is our land. The earth, our home. The future in our hands. People are dying. Are we lying to ourselves? Pretending not to know? Pretending not to care? Up hills we've climbed, crossed valleys low, faced battles and struggles, disasters and woes. We protect and defend, but there's a great divide amongst ourselves, amongst the nations. War, injustice, and poverty, racism, hatred, and bigotry, are they necessary? Have we grown weary, indignant or intolerant of our own kind? Mankind, humankind, What about kindness? We're so blessed. Selfishness and greed. Do we need these menacing threats to society? It's insane, inhumane what we do to ourselves and to one another. We waste so much precious resources, valuable time, lives and lifetimes gone, wasted. We can't go back, can't get it back. There's no do-over, retake, or rewind. There is a better way, a peaceful way. Our faith may be shaken. Our fate has not been sealed. The rock on which we stand cannot be removed. How many kings or queens must come until thy kingdom come, thy will be done, heaven on earth, a rebirth, an awakening, conscious living. We are all kings and queens in the eyes of the divine. Do we not see the light? Cast your light upon the water. Heal the water. We are the water, living and dying in vain, so much pain. While the answer remains in plain view, we must choose love. It's time to heal, never too late. Forgiveness is always on time. Let's build a bridge over troubled waters, cross over and start over together. Wake up, brothers and sisters. Rise and shine. Open your eyes, hearts, and minds. Restore faith in humanity. Believe in miracles. Believe all things can be. Believe in possibilities. Believe in love. Love will heal the water and save us all. It's time for evolution, a love revolution, a more perfect union. United we stand, divided we fail. Let the gates of love swing open. Truth is marching on. Heaven's bells are ringing, hope still holding on. Peace shall rule in power, and love will set us free. We are one united family. Feel the spirit of unity.
Ina Love, thank you so much. Heather Christie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow, there was so much in that poem. And one of the last things there was just so much, but one that stuck with me was united we stand, divided we fail. Well, fail, right?
Yes, it's so true.
This has been quite a special moment. Thank you so much for doing what you do and for being here to do it with us.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here. I'm very thankful, and thank you for what you do as well, truly.
Well, I'm glad we made it through those 10 years from being in the back of the room, all of us, to being where we are today.
You know, life is perfect. Everything is divine, and, you know, we just have to get out of our way. You know, we all have something to share, you know. And when we truly heal our hearts and, you know, we change our minds, we change everything. You know, we have the power to change.
And you're living proof. If you want to learn more about Ina Love, and also you can get the book at somethingaboutlovefoundation.org. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment. Mark?
Hi, Dorothy. This is Jeffrey from Brentwood. As you know, I have been diagnosed with a condition called sleep apnea, and it is often annoying in the middle of the night. I woke up last night, and I was choking and gasping and having difficulty breathing, and I felt someone very strong lifting me up so I could breathe and clear my throat. Then this male voice started talking to me, and I felt much better, although I couldn't see who was with me. I know it happened, so my questions are, who helped me? Have I lost my mind? And why can't I remember what he was saying to me?
Dear Jeffrey, there's so much more to life than what we've been taught and programmed to believe. We have angels and guides with us at all times. So no, you have not lost your mind. What I'm hearing is that this was Archangel Raphael, the angel of wholeness and healing. I have seen him with you when we have had healing sessions together. Your subconscious mind heard everything he said, and what could be a good thing for you to do is some automatic writing. You can do this by grounding yourself and connecting with your higher self, and then start writing with pen and paper, or you can use your computer. You can start by asking what your guide's message for you was, and then start writing without thinking about it, or reading what you are writing until your answer feels complete. Just start writing about anything that comes into your head, just as you would if you were journaling about your day. If you are willing, you will discover that the information will flow through you as if by magic. Automatic writing is an important method that all of us can use to get the answers we seek. I trust that you will do well with this method of communicating with your higher self.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our musical guest segment and our musical guest, Heather Christie, on the Life Changes Show, and we come back after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We're back. Sort of. Wow. I'm Filippo sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Zena Love. And, of course, Heather Christie is with us. We started to talk a little bit about her when she came in to do that really special moment that we're still feeling. She's a singer. She's a songwriter. She's a music artist. And she's so much more. And we're so grateful that she's here today. Heather Christie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
you have done so much. You have reached so many people, and it's interesting the journey that you have had to this moment here. Your journey with music actually started long time ago.
It sure did.
Or I'm sorry, not that long ago. You were just a kid though.
Well, thank you.
long time ago. What I meant was,
it's like
you started very young.
I sure did, yeah.
And you knew right away. So it was actually Broadway that kind of kicked it off.
Yep, tickled me in.
But it was the music festivals, I think, where you got most of the inspiration. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so my family raised me, taking me to music festivals, seeing bands like the Grateful Dead.
Nice.
Yeah, so I was very much inundated with the musical community and the live musical experience, and it got me from a young age. I saw Grace Potter when I was 13. Mm. She's a fabulous singer, and I was never the same after that. I was like, that's what I want to do. And then my grandparents, meanwhile, were taking me to see musicals, so I ended up studying Broadway musicals and singing all throughout my youth. So it was kind of a fusion of all of that.
And what did you think you wanted to do with all of that?
Well, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be on Broadway. I wanted to move to New York City and be on the big stages. And it wasn't until later, until college, that I started doing modern dance and shifted my focus to a more healing and natural and supportive way of going about the music.
When did you end up becoming part of the American Idol thing?
That was in 2016. Mm-hmm. It was their season finale, I guess, when they were on a different network. And I think they chose me to continue on the show because I was different. Mm-hmm. It was a very interesting experience.
Was it? Well, I mean, we're laughing because I know some of the punchlines right. of that story, but at the same time, I just can't. It's hard to see you as part of that, as that. But
exactly.
But where was your mindset initially? It's like I think it was focused on something else. What was it focused on?
Well, you know, we kind of talked about it before this, but it was felt like sort of the leading up to a lifelong pursuit of this idea of fame. And that's what the carrot that they dangle, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, I could like become famous. But really being on that show was kind of like getting put into the belly of the beast. Mm-hmm. And then I got kicked out the other end, just with kind of like a cementing of what information I had been growing, as a young adult. Which is really that I want to create my own artistry and not have somebody else create it for me.
And so the way you're making a difference and have continued to do so, actually, with your music since you were doing it in the process, but there was this thing. It's like, oh, this will make me famous, but it would also would have made you somebody else.
Exactly. I think it was like the death of a little girl's dream. Mm-hmm. But also the birth of this more sustainable woman's reality of pursuing music.
Of you.
Of me.
And actually what you and I talked a little bit about too is the music that when I asked you about the themes of the music, in a way, you kind of said that. Do you remember the words? I actually wrote them down. They were great.
I don't remember exactly what I said.
Like, this is good stuff.
Okay.
Well, no, you say it fresh. I can. All right. Okay.
What
fine.
Did I say?
Okay. Well, you said that the music that you write about your own feelings and your emotional sense of being human.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah. I remember now.
And I'm like, yes, that's why I wrote that down. And then you also said about nature.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, nature, being in nature is one of my greatest muses. It just opens the gateway to fresh inspiration to come through.
And you remember what I said to that was kind of interesting because I listened to a lot of your music and enjoyed it. And I felt like they were love songs, but they weren't love songs necessarily just to a romantic person. Mm-hmm. So then when you said that, it's like, that makes sense. She's love for nature, love for humanity, love for self.
Yeah. I mean, as Ina said, there's so many different ways of love and ways to love. And I love that we're on this show together because for me, it really is all about love as well. It's just how many different flavors of that are there and how many different layers and levels. And that's what keeps me infinitely excited about making more music.
You know, I think there are more than 32 flavors of love.
Definitely.
And so I'm unlimited, Ina says. So let's hear another flavor. What are we going to get to hear first?
Oh my goodness. I could do a more worldly flavor. I wrote this song. This is on my latest album I just released, and it's called People.
People.
So,
okay.
It's really for the people. Love for the people, yeah.
Love for the people. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here is Heather Christie live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo performing People.
I've been sitting on gold for so long. I gotta go, get it out like I had to. I've been sitting on gold for so long. I gotta go, give it out like I had to. For the cold and the starved and the poor, hungry hearts cast aside, work for dimes. May their families live life with no discrimination. For the love that is bared for a child inheriting the earth, may he walk for miles on a world preserved for future generations. How much longer could I go? Look at this world, it's time I know, time to go. See what's going on below. Oh, what is worth its weight in gold? It's you I know. I gotta go. Give my hands for the people. For the cold and the starved and the poor, hungry hearts cast aside, work for times. May their families live life with no discrimination. For the love that is bared for a child inheriting the earth, may she walk for miles on a world preserved for future generations. And the nighttime spoke to the people, and the stars awoke in the people. Broke in the people. That's when streets were full of people. Oh, for the cold and the starved and the poor, hungry hearts kept aside, work for times. May their families live life with no discrimination. For the love that is bared for a child inheriting the earth, may they walk for miles on a world preserved for future generations. For the cold and the starved and the poor, hungry hearts, for generations.
Heather Christie, thank you so much. That's People, and that's a song from an album that you are working on now that's soon to be released. If you want to learn more about Heather and you want to connect with her, so you can actually, there's an album already out, and then there's this one. So Heather C, as in Christie, HeatherCSongs.com is where you can connect with her on her website. But Heather C. Songs, she's on Facebook and Instagram. It's all Heather C. Songs, and they can find you there, right?
That's right.
And they can follow you, and they can learn more about you. Now, you perform all over, and actually you help other people get to perform more, too, by booking them for stuff.
Yeah.
No, I actually think that's really cool, helping other musicians get more jobs. And actually, true to who you are.
Speaking of that, I'm going to give a shout out to Colin Martin.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That's how we got to connect and building tribe and connecting community and supporting amazing music. And so it's so awesome to have you here. And shout out to Colin.
Yeah. Yes.
And actually, good point, because what I was about to say is that you also, you know, true to who you are and some of the things that you help bring forward, you have a band as well, a band of women.
Band of ladies.
And it's called?
Sirens of Soul.
Sirens of Soul. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of feeling like maybe we want to have them all on too someday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. That'll be next.
But in the meantime, we have the pleasure of having you, and we get to hear another song, I understand.
Yeah.
And what would that be?
I'm kind of feeling excited to play this one that I've never played before for anyone.
Oh, wow.
Is that?
Oh, wow. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I'm scared.
Does it have a title yet?
I'm nervous.
Don't be scared.
All right.
Be excited. We're excited. What's the title?
It's called Be Your Angel.
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit more of an intimate kind of love, but also not in a way that you'd expect, I guess. So. Awesome.
Okay. Well, I am excited. I know we all are, actually. Well, here is Heather Christie performing Be Your Angel live for the first time ever in front of anybody here on the Life Changes Show at Studio No. I wish we had a video of what you're doing right now in psyching yourself up. Oh, my God, that's brilliant. Okay.
Got to get real, so. Okay.
I gave you my love, I gave you it all, but you'd be sure that I wanted more than to have you as a friend. Love you till the bitter end. I want you to know, I want you to see, I want you to have love, I want you to be happier than I could make you. Though I wanted to shake you, I've been holding on to a dream that doesn't exist for me. I've been holding on to a dream that is not reality. I've been holding on to a dream, dreaming of you and me. It's time I set you free, set you free. Babe, I'll be your angel. You got me for all time. Babe, I'll be your angel. Call on me, I'm by your side. You're an angel, you're an angel. Loving is what earns your wings. You're an angel, you're an angel. Loving is what heaven brings. Everybody deserves happiness, and if I couldn't be with the you or myself, then I want you to be with someone good. Ooh. Everybody deserves happiness, and if I couldn't be with the you or myself, then I want you to be with someone good. Ooh. I've been holding on to a dream that doesn't exist for me. I've been holding on to a dream that is not reality. I've been holding on to a dream, dreaming of you and me. It's time I set you free, set you free. Babe, I'll be your angel. You got me for all time. Babe, I'll be your angel. Call on me, I'm by your side. You're an angel, you're an angel. Loving is what earns you wings. You're an angel, you're an angel. Loving is what heaven brings. My baby, my baby, then I want you to be with someone good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, yay.
Man. Oh, that was really nerve-wracking.
Congratulations. Awesome. That was a beautiful hug you just gave yourself.
No,
that,
I did.
And as well deserved. Beautiful moment. Thank you so much. We feel it. We feel it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Heather Christie. Wow. Heather C. Songs, that's the letter C, heathercsongs.com. And you can find her at Heather C. Songs on Facebook and Instagram. And she's on YouTube. And I, well, millions of people have found you already. So millions, millions and millions more to you. Actually, congratulations on the big Spotify Discover Weekly thing. When that, I mean, you, well, you're racking it up. You're doing it. Good for
I'm
you.
I'm trying.
You're well, and thank you for doing it, because it's inspiring.
Thank you.
And the words are moving. So thank you so much for being here with us.
It's such a pleasure.
And what a perfect day. I can't think of a more perfect show for the kind of weekend that I had, and maybe a lot of people had for that matter, or the life that some of us are having. What a perfect show to help bring it all into a more meaningful place. So once again, a big thank you to Heather Christie, and a big thank you to our guest, Ina Love. And Ina, you wanted to shout out to a couple special people.
Yes, I would love to send a beautiful shout out to my three angels, my absolute motivation and inspiration each and every day, my children, Alex, Jay, and Nick. I love you with all my heart.
Aw, beautiful. Thank you so much. Well, with that, that is our show. Whew. Big thank you here to Brent Hahn, also here at Studio NoHo, for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeune, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to The Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.
Okay, it's going.
Anytime. Okay. I can't think of a better show to have today, after the weekend that I have had, and frankly, can't think of a better show to have any time, because today's a show we've titled Something About Love. And what's interesting to me is that sometimes we give love a lot of lip service, and we talk about it a lot. We hear it in songs, and we see it in the movies and all that. I think we really, really, really think about love, though, at weddings, or when we fall in love, or when when people are divorcing, or losing a friend or something, and at funerals. And interestingly enough, I had the funeral part of that this weekend with a dear, dear, dear cousin of mine. So I thought a lot about love this weekend. And one of the things that I came out of the thought process with is that I really want to be able to love people that I love more, let them know more while they're alive, actually. And I feel like I did that with my cousin, and actually who passed. And that's why this is coming up, because though I feel it feels like she left too soon, and though I was looking forward to many, many more decades with her in my life, I do feel like we know we loved each other, and we did say and showed each other in many ways that we loved each other. And I felt good about that. And so I came away with saying, I want to feel good like that with as many people in my life, knowing that in this moment, at every moment possible that I can, that I am loving them. And so should we have to be parted for whatever reason, that we held love in our hearts for each other and shared it with each other as best as we knew how along the way. And so that's what I came away with from this weekend's experience of my cousin's passing and the funeral and all the thought process. And so something about love, again, can't think of a better conversation to have today with our guest, Ina Love, and our musical guest who presents love in a different way, and we'll talk about that a little later on, Heather Christie. And I'd like to dedicate this show to the love of my cousin, Nina Shuto Morales.
Okay, so Nina Shuto Morales is the end of...
Yeah, I forgot to...
That's fine. If it was an actual live show, I would have been shaking my fist at you a little bit for ending us as a segment that way.
Because I didn't say...
But I'm cool.
The Life Changes show and all
that
stuff.
That's all right. No problem. Yes, this is not live, so I can put the next break wherever I want to. We're good.
Well, then maybe I should add, we'll be back on the Life Changes show right after this.
You just say it again.
We'll be back on the Life Changes show right after this.
Do one more where you lead into it with the name.
And I'd like to dedicate this show to the love and the memory of my dear cousin, Nina Shuto Morales. And we'll be back with the Life Changes show right after this.
Like that. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.